Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's on Twitter at Nick's Allens, and I retweeted a picture of a Mike Tyson Kiss t-shirt you should buy. Well, somebody should get it for you for Christmas. Kith. It's pretty funny. I love all those Mike Tyson memes that end in TH.
It's crazy how much Kiss still pops up. I mean, they're on tour, but they're not really like a relevant band.
I know, exactly.
Their face paint pops up all over the place.
We got buddy Josh Blue in the studio on Friday. Also, Jamie Kennedy's going to phone the program Friday. Nick's with us. Got a gig, Nick?
I don't.
All right. I should. That's my favorite answer. I always want to ask you off the air, so I know, but I love asking, and you just say, I don't.
I'm at the Funny Bone next week.
Oh, next week. All right. Who's there next week?
Chris Frangiola.
Oh, we love Chris, man. He's so fun on the show.
He's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Close the door, Craig.
Close the door. I'm pooping. Sorry, I'm channeling the cable guy.
Yeah, a little the classics. Close the door. I'm pooping. So did the original Tarzan kill his wife last night?
Well, what do you consider the original Tarzan?
Well, he's not Johnny Weissmuller. I get that. That's old school movies.
But this is the guy from the 60s.
The 60s TV show. Once again, I was too young, but I saw it in reruns. The 60s TV show Tarzan. I recognize this guy completely. His name's Ron Eli. And he's old dude now, and he must have stabbed his wife last night.
Well, last I read about Ron was that they weren't releasing any real information about who stabbed who.
Yeah.
And who they had to shoot, and if that person is dead.
Oh, I didn't know they shot somebody.
Yeah.
An elderly woman was stabbed, right?
Yeah, but then the person that stabbed her had to get shot, and no word on if that person is dead.
It sounds like he's looking at somebody for 60 years and said, I've had enough.
It could have been anything, though. Could have been just guests that were over.
I don't want anybody. Yeah. Oh, it might have been. It might have been.
You know.
But it sounds like an older person.
Sometimes anybody can take their teeth out and want to go.
And not in a good way this time.
Right.
Yeah.
All my teeth, I'm going in.
Yeah, it says deputies found an elderly woman dead from apparent stab wounds. The victim's husband, whose speech was impeded because of a medical condition, said another family member was involved in the stabbing. Oh, so maybe he didn't do the stabbing.
Who knows what family member they talked to and what the other person is. Yeah. And
I recognize the actor's face, though, I did in the photo. And I remember that show. Yeah.
Stabbing Grandma.
Grandma. That's a great band name.
Well,
Stabbing Grandma.
It's a band name.
Okay, maybe not great.
We are celebrating National Liqueur Day.
Liquor or liqueur?
Liqueur. There is a difference.
Yes.
The word liqueur.
I like liquor better.
Comes from the Latin word liquefacer.
Never knew
maybe,
that.
Which means to liquefy.
I bet.
Well, I could be pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yeah.
That means to liquefy. A liqueur is an alcoholic beverage made from a distilled spirit. Distillers flavor the spirit with fruit, cream, herbs, spices, flowers, maybe nuts. They bottle it with added sugar or other sweeteners. And then it's not aged very long generally.
And you don't usually drink a liqueur straight up.
No,
it's part of a cocktail.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the liqueurs have a lower alcohol content than spirits, but some do contain as much as 55%. In parts of the United States, liqueurs can also be called cordials.
Oh, cordials, yeah. Okay.
Or schnapps.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a liqueur?
That's what it says here.
Technically, I guess it would be.
My dad said they used to drink that in high school.
Yeah.
A lot of that schnapps.
Oh, yeah.
What, in the 80s?
Yeah.
Early 90s, your dad was in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife's family always mixed
going your math on these bits now, what?
They always mix peppermint schnapps in hot chocolate for the pumpkin patch.
Yeah,
that's
there
always
you go.
Nice.
There
Kids
you go.
Love it, man.
Yeah, they do.
Right. They go right to sleep afterwards. It's fun.
I mean, if you're going to be at the pumpkin patch for 12 or 15 hours, right, Craig? You might as well get hammered.
Well, not just peppermint schnapps. Get the 101 or the, the high alcohol peppermint schnapps.
Now, I've avoided that place for about 5 years now. My kids go by themselves. You got a grandkid. I got a buddy of mine who texted me yesterday. He's similar age, and he's got two kids, my kids' ages, but he also has a younger one. And he texted me yesterday. He goes, I was thinking about you. I'm stuck in a middle school concert right now. And I go, he goes, I should have stopped having kids when you did. But yeah, the pumpkin patch for 15 hours, Craig, is, I don't know why you do that.
Because I'm great.
No, you're not.
I don't love anybody that much.
No.
15 hours of the pumpkin patch. No.
15 hours anywhere is a good slog.
Yep.
He feels obligated to greatness.
Todd's not going to go 15 hours to pumpkin patch his
no.
grandkid. That's the parents' job, right?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I will not step foot in Disneyland. I will not step foot in an amusement park.
It's Todd's Dr. Seuss.
You're there to watch the grandkid.
The places
have
I won't go.
We can stand on a balcony and overlook the ocean. I'm cool with
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
We can go fishing.
As long
There's
grandpa's
lots of
full of schnapps.
I can do
I'm
with
fine.
That. My dad told me they used to drink that slow gin in high school.
Slow
too.
Gin.
That is considered a liqueur.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
It's a cheap liqueur. But
it's good, isn't it?
Straight up.
Have you done your 15-hour slog at the pumpkin patch? Wherever you live, there's a pumpkin patch. We got a big one here, and it's pretty cool.
No, but I get to.
Oh, you still have to get there? Should have seen that face.
It was
very
genuine. Full of glee.
Yeah, it was. It's radiant.
Thank you.
It's not a liqueur, but my wife was purchasing some of that peanut butter whiskey, the Screwball.
Yes, we're selling the crap out of that.
The guy behind
somebody owes us some more free whiskey.
At the checkout line said, I heard about that stuff on Todd and Tyler.
Yeah, and not knowing you were there?
I got to try it out.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't even mention it because she's embarrassed.
I sleep with one of those.
Well, I really can't sleep anymore.
She didn't bring it up because she doesn't like to brag.
No, you're right. Good point.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's the reason.
That's the word. Brag.
She doesn't want to hear it. You tell those guys.
Brag, shame, whatever.
Whatever.
So there's a video out there, and there's a lawsuit out there, and it just depends on your way of thinking as to how you think about this one. There is a out of Licking County in Ohio.
Licking, is it L-I-C-K?
Yeah, L-I-C-K.
A great
Licking County.
I'm from Licking County.
There's a lot of licks in Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio, Kentucky, knobs and licks.
In the morning.
All right.
Southern Ohio, Northern
I'm
Kentucky.
I'm from Knob and Licking County.
Knoblick.
A Licking County League youth football coach in Ohio.
Oh, beat the hell out of a referee, right?
37-year-old Christopher Deason was charged with assault after he, quote, inappropriately confronted, end quote, the referee. It began on the field when football players.
What age group of football?
Youth.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is a dad.
All right. No, he's a coach.
Oh,
probably a dad coach, though.
Began on the field when football players from both teams got heated. Then the parents of the players started making their way onto the field, kind of wandering onto the field.
Don't do that.
Now, there is video. In the video, it appears as if the referee is trying to break up the players when one of the kids, a kid in yellow, storms up and shoves one of the players in red, pushing him from behind. The ref moves the kid in the yellow jersey back and away from the brawl. And this is when the coach comes in from the sidelines and bumps the referee away from the kid.
No, it was the ref just pushing him away slowly, like stay out of the way? You know,
totally. He's got his hand on the kid's chest, on his pads.
He's allowed to do that.
At arm's length, pushing the kid back away from the melee.
Right.
Breaking it up.
Yeah.
Now, depending on where you go to look at this story, some places, now the coach said later when they were getting him off the field, said he was just defending his kid because he thought the referee was inappropriately handling.
And the video shows him just kind of not
player.
Do you think the video shows appropriate reaction by the ref? I think it sounds like it, at least.
Well, see,
is he pushing the kid hard?
Aren't we at a place now to where some parents and some coaches are saying, you may not under any circumstance touch my child?
That's a bad coach, because I've seen refs over the years of youth football, and I've watched a lot of it over the past 7-8 years. I've seen refs actually physically take a kid and push him away all the time, and nobody says anything. The other coaches can't touch your kids.
They're wearing pads and a helmet. The ref is doing his job.
Ref's doing his job. And the ref is in charge. And once you teach kids not to disrespect the ref, you know, then it's done. It's anarchy.
The coach is charged with assault.
Because he really jacks the other – he jacked the ref?
He bumped into him.
Okay.
He bumped him away.
Yeah.
He didn't knock him over.
Youth sports is such a pain in the ass for these guys, refs and umps. They hear it all the time. But they can take a yelling from the crowd, because that's just what they're used to. You know, I've seen umps not even look around. I've seen referees not even look around because they're paying attention. But you can't touch them, you know? You can't touch them.
No.
You can yell, hey, you suck. They're used to that crap. Good refs can handle that. Let's look at the crap Cleet's putting up with. Right. And he's an NFL ref.
Yeah.
And that's not a physical thing, obviously. But, you know, a lot of times refs at NFL games are in danger, too. They rush them out.
It is amazing. Cleet's
been rushed out.
Well, they've got to pull players back there, too.
Yeah.
Did they rush him out on Monday night?
No. But
if they were in Detroit, they would have rushed him out.
They take him out, not just Cleet, let's say this. They go right to the van, and the van goes to the hotel room. They don't ever go in and change unless it was an okay game. Yeah,
I think that was the deal when he was in college. I don't know if that's still the deal.
He goes right to the hotel a lot of times. Yeah, if there's something crazy at the end of the game. Yeah,
because I remember he worked like an Iowa bowl game years ago that kind of ended on a controversy. And he said they had an escort straight to a van, get in the van, get out of here.
No, I've asked him about the NFL things. They go a lot of times. They go right to the van to their hotel.
Is it a black and white striped van?
Yeah.
Can I get something a little less conspicuous here?
But like I said, most of them, it's water off their back. They've heard it all.
Yeah, I'm looking at these articles about this, and people are trying to blame the ref. And I don't see how the ref did anything wrong.
Yeah, he didn't go jack the kid, right?
No.
He just slowly pushed him away, right?
He's not running him. He's at an arm's length. He's touching his pads
and
in front.
These kids 10?
Yeah, probably.
Somewhere in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine we've got the videos posted.
Yeah, why don't you share that?
Yeah. The Washington, D.C. City Council.
I stopped yelling when the umps recognized me, and I feel like a dick.
Well,
but you did yell.
I used to yell. I don't yell for football anymore because you're far away and I'm not running the sticks. But for baseball or softball, I'll say, come on, Blue, once in a while. There's a bad. That's all. But they used to come on, Blue.
Well,
But I said, come on, Blue, once years ago, and a guy turned around and goes, hey, Tyler, hey, how you doing? I love the show. I said, oh, sorry, man. Sorry, man.
Get your act together.
I think I yelled like on the second pitch. I had a few vodkas in me. I said, come on, Blue. He turns around and sees me. Hey, Tyler, what's up? Love the show. So I was real nice to him the rest of the game.
Well, I remember that there were parents that would just hound the referee.
Is this football or baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah. Okay, got it, yeah.
They would just hound him. Yeah. And I'm thinking, so what if he's wrong?
He's not going to help you.
So what if he's wrong? Right. So what if they just he just called a strike on my kid that was actually a ball? So what? So what? My kid didn't swing.
Swing, you dumbass.
You obviously are not interpreting the far-reaching ramifications.
Well, my kid's not going to miss out on a scholarship because of this.
No, they will. Right. They will, Craig.
Not my kid.
It all depends. If they're screwed up in seventh and eighth grade ball, they're not going to go pro. It's done.
It is amazing to me how much people care about whether or not that was a ball or strike.
Yeah. My daughter's played basketball the last couple of years, and I'm blown away by the people who get all freaked out at the refs at a third and fourth grade girls basketball game on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh,
some 17-year-old kid who's probably making $10.
Yeah,
you're going to be all. Just stop.
Yeah, you see that a lot. When the kids, I've seen some umps that are 17 in baseball, and you actually don't say anything then because you feel they're just kids.
Grown men.
They don't want to see you around looking at a grown man saying, come on, Blue, when he's like 17.
heckling these kids. And they're 20 feet away from them. Right. They know damn well they can hear you.
That youth refs and youth umps are just bailing on it. At record paces
because parents are asses.
Right, right. And this situation.
Shut up.
You're defending the guy because he jacked a ref.
When I was in Pennsylvania, I would.
You coached, right?
Yeah, well, no. I did the umpire
thing. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was coach pitch. My kid played coach pitch. Yeah,
that's important.
And I would take crap there.
What? A coach pitch?
Yeah. Yes. I got the come on, Blue.
From the coach pitching?
Yeah, that was a strike.
I don't throw anything but strikes. Yeah.
They pitch their own kids, though, in a coach pitch.
Yeah.
So you're yelling at your own coach.
No, it was like one of the coaches on the bench that would bitch at me. Yeah. Usually. Not the guy pitching.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because I called a pretty good game, if I recall.
Naturally.
As I recall.
And I'm like Tyler, I don't speak up anymore, or didn't when my kids were playing, for fear of getting recognized. Because that's how I judge the character of a person, whether or not they listen to the show. Mm-hmm.
No matter what they do in their personal life, as long as they listen. Yeah.
Much like the leader of the free world, if you like us, well, no matter what else you do, you're fine by me.
That's true.
If you listen to the
show. But we're not in charge of people's lives.
Right.
And we're not racist bigots either.
You're a good person.
That helps.
The Washington, D.C. City Council will hold a public hearing Thursday to consider fully decriminalizing the sex trade in the district. The Community Safety and Health Amendment Act of 2019, introduced by independent D.C. Council member, according to reports, the act would remove all criminal penalties for commercial sexual exchanges, such as prostitution, for those 18 years and older. If passed, it would make D.C. the first city in the United States where prostitution and sex work is decriminalized.
Is it like decriminalized marijuana, or if they catch you, they take away your hooker?
One assumes, yes.
No, probably not. They just don't.
$100 fine.
Well, that doesn't sound like they're even going to arrest you if it's criminal.
Yeah, they said no penalties at all.
Yeah, so
all
basically,
criminal
they
penalties.
Might say you can't pick up a hooker in this corner, but if you find one, they're not going to arrest you.
Yeah, well, if that's
so
the case,
that means there's not going to be no stings anymore, so more guys are going to get hookers.
Then they grow your own.
Yeah, what's the difference between that and just legalizing?
They should do that.
Right.
But it's still better than, because we've always talked about getting hookers, hypothetically.
Yeah.
and the reason most guys don't get hookers, most guys, and if they're true to themselves, most guys don't do it because they know the time they do it, that's a sting.
Right. Fear of getting caught.
And we've known guys that have been busted in stings. We knew a couple guys were busted in stings. And they were they got caught.
Yeah.
They just got caught.
They just wanted laid.
Right.
They
just wanted laid.
People.
They just wanted laid.
Any dude that votes for this is going to have a hard time at home, though. Oh, you want hookers to be legal, huh? Why?
Trump will like that.
Your wife,
he lives in D.C. Trump lives in D.C.
Yeah, but if she bitches too much, he's just making his case.
Right. That's true.
Yeah? You know why, honey?
Because you ain't got it.
Listen to you.
Right. Good for them, man. That's progress.
Oh, did you see what LeBron tweeted?
Well, first of all, somebody just put out a photo of LeBron looking like Chairman Mao, and I love it.
Yeah, LeBron.
But he tweeted today, I got more important things now since I really screwed up yesterday and I was uneducated about it.
This is what LeBron tweeted. Injustice anywhere. is a threat to justice everywhere. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
All right. That's good, but did he say
China? He sent that back in January of 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't wear a Black Lives Matter T-shirt and not care about Hong Kong. You can't.
Yeah, that was 2018 when he felt that way. He doesn't feel that way anymore, apparently.
Hong Kong's fighting for their freedom, and we have to defend them.
Right, you can't support Kaepernick and then say, oh, we got to shut up about China.
No, nope. But China's going to lose money. The NBA's going to lose money. Well, so what? So what?
Yeah, he also says there's multiple things we haven't talked about that happen in our country that we don't bring up. There's issues all over the world.
And usually he's good about it. One thing I do like about the guy is he speaks up.
I don't think you should talk about it because it puts you in a tough position. Right. Whatever.
Ali's widow called him out. Said, I like LeBron, but he's no Muhammad Ali.
No. Communist by sneakers, too.
There you go. Little sneakers, too. They make more of them.
Well, they just bring them home from the factory. They're right there.
Hollywood, kowtows to China. TV, kowtows to China. You know, because there's a few billion bucks over there. In fact, that episode where South Park picked on China, you can't see that anywhere. It is stricken. It is, you know, show non grata in China.
Oh, on the internet.
China,
right.
It no longer exists.
Right.
I saw a picture of those South Park dudes in front of, like, in Tiananmen Square, whatever, like, years ago, just, like, with really uncomfortable looks on their faces. We're just like,
we should not be here.
Horrible story out of Michigan. Two Everett police officers were called to a home by a woman who said her son and her husband were involved in a domestic dispute, and the son had two large knives.
Come at me, old man.
Keep in mind, this is a horrible story.
Oh, sorry.
The officers found the son near the couple's home, ordered him to kneel. The man kneeled, but then pulled a knife from his waistband, prompting one officer to fire a stun gun into his back.
At least it was a stun gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A man fell forward onto his knife. He's dead now.
See what happens when you kneel?
You sucked me in there, Craig.
You swept the leg on that one.
If you could see his S-eating grin right now. We didn't know that was coming.
Nope.
Did not know that was coming. So even when a cop does the right thing, he still kills the perp. Can't catch a break, man.
This one's a little bit on him.
But No, that's what I mean.
Right.
The cop did the right thing by the taser. Because in Texas, they just shoot you in your own house. So the cop did the right thing, but he's just like, oh, geez, I do the right thing.
I'm trying over here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.